Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady, Brett Vesley, Big Dick Toledo. We're off and running, having a start to our day with the sun up already. Here we go with that.
It's weird.
Was that like that last week?
No,
the sun wasn't up when we started last
stream.
Right,
no.
It's like daytime. That's weird. That was quick. Like the whole year's going so damn fast, it's ridiculous. I walked by a place yesterday that said coming early 2021, and I'm like, you missed it. It's 5 months in. You're not early anymore. You're mid.
Yeah. And where we sit, or the studio is, the sun keeps moving left of me.
Well, technically, Brady, it's the Earth.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to
be. But everything, John, you're wrong. Everything rotates around me.
It is true. I've seen that, actually. That's a gravitational pull of Brady's weight has actually created an old Brady dark hole. It's amazing. So over the weekend, just sitting there watching with my mouth agape at all sorts of strange things that keep happening. And I got into an argument with someone on text about Caitlyn Jenner. And I didn't know this person would be so left, I guess, in the trans movement. I started laughing. It wasn't like a fight or anything. We were joking, and then it turned into, wait a minute. Because then sending me an article saying Caitlyn Jenner is anti-trans. Did you see what Caitlyn said about
the
athletes?
It's
pretty amazing. Like,
I was impressed.
I was too. And I'm like, hey, I think I started it by saying, I never thought one of your people, it was that kind of thing, would ever go against you. But look at this. And they start laughing about it. And he goes, oh, that bitch is just like pandering to Republicans. And I'm like, that's not going to work. That's not like the hardcore Republicans aren't going to go, finally, someone gets us, and then vote for Caitlyn. Like, but that's an interesting thing. And I started to ask the question, who is for? Because if you don't know, Caitlyn Jenner came out against boys or people who used to be boys playing girl sports, especially high school.
Saying it's not fair.
Like you can't have former boys playing girl sports. It isn't fair. Biological boys.
They'll dominate.
And I said, who in the world is for this? That's all I asked. Because I've never met a person that said absolutely a biological man should play with girls in anything. Who's for this? And they're like, if you can make a team, then you can blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all. Yeah, but if that's the case, then every guy should be allowed to play in the WNBA that can't make the NBA. That's the same argument. You're an idiot. Blah, blah. I'm like, I've never met anyone for it until this weekend that thinks that that's a good idea. Because, you know, as a man, if I was close athletically to being professional anything but couldn't quite crack it, I'd switch. And I'd become the intergender champion. I would do that if they allowed me to say, all right, well, I'm qualified to fight in your league because I don't have to get a sex change or anything. That's fine if you want to make it that way. If you want to make it so a woman can qualify and play in a men's league, that's good too, because that's what they were saying. It's like if a woman could break into the NBA, you'd let her. And I'm like, absolutely, if she was qualified to do it and could keep up. But that's the same as a man. And no, it's different. And I'm like, well, then you're making your own argument. Caitlyn Jenner makes more sense. Caitlyn and OJ are now currently kind of the two ballasts I use to stay steady.
Former professional athletes.
right. But they're the ones who make the most sense. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm like, Caitlyn's making a great – OJ's got a great point about that stabbing. I'm like, when did the world switch out to where Caitlyn and OJ are my compass and everyone else is insane?
I think it would be some of the things I think it would be kind of cool to see, like the golf thing, that celebrity skins game.
Yeah.
And a transgender person is in that mix, and they're out there out-driving the other everyone.
Are there a lot of professional transgender golfers?
No,
really,
but
don't have to. Yeah, but I mean, if
it would
was,
be, it'd be.
Look, we all remember the movie Juwanna Man, right?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
You don't remember Juwanna Man? You of all people don't remember Juwanna Man?
Which one was that? That is surprising.
That was the dude who couldn't play pro ball. Was that how it was? And he dressed like a woman, or was it the other way around? I don't remember. And then the fish that saved Pittsburgh. They had the girl that wrapped up her giant boobs to play because she was so good but couldn't play in the men's league, and they got her in there. There's always been these comedies of gender swaps in the movies. Juana Man was a pretty terrible basketball movie about a, I think it was a dude who wanted to be, he was, and then Ladybugs. Remember Ladybugs?
That I remember. With Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, yeah,
was
that
great.
One I remember.
Because somebody had the idea of saying, let's have Rodney Dangerfield, a coach, children's soccer team, and one of the kids is a boy dressed as a girl. Because yeah. Rodney took advantage of the fact that, look, we don't win without dressing this kid up as a girl. And then everybody gets, you know, all up in arms about it because it used to make sense to say, hey, you can't do that. That kid will beat all those girls. But now Caitlin comes out and she's under fire as being anti-trans. There's an article I found that said Caitlin Jenner anti-trans. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Caitlin's all in on the trans
thing.
Can
you be anti if you've
cut your dick off?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
no. You can't. You can't say, I'm doing it, but I'm against this whole operation. It's like, nope, you're fully in. You're more pro-trans than anybody who just says they are. You went through with it. Yeah. Like, I had a conversation with somebody about hair care products the other day, and I'm like, I'm fully invested in this whole bald thing. So I am, like, you can't talk to me about what hair does because I don't have any expertise on that. So I'm not going to step into that arena. But don't tell me what being bald is either because you don't know just because you're a hair expert, right? Same thing. You cut your dick off. You got the floor.
You do the butterfly tuck.
It's like Frank Caliendo's best joke was yesterday when he texted me, and he goes, I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but he says, seems like Caitlin has a firm grip on everything but her dick. And I'm like, Frank, this is the type of you I need out on the road. And it's never tell anybody I said that. I'm like, okay.
Oops.
I will.
Promise.
But yeah, I just don't know a single person. I've never met a single human being who's like, let's let men do it. And then this guy, Jeremiah, immediately says, I'm encouraging my 14-year-old boy to play girl sports. Here's the reason. Being a white male from a household that has both parents who make a lot of income, we're not going to get a scholarship. The best way we can get college paid for is having to ace women's sports. So I'm all for it. Well, there you go. Already the only people for it are who was going to be my next point, people who are going to try to take advantage of it. And, you know, advance into colleges or, you know, just dominate something. It doesn't make sense.
Wonder if there'll be more an increase of co-ed leagues.
That's probably what is going to happen. People yeah. always keep saying there'll never be – I've always said there'll never be a woman in the NBA or Major League Baseball or football without a rule change. And I assume the rule change is going to be there has to be one girl on the floor at all time for each team. It won't be because she's so qualified. She's just the most qualified girl, and we have to have one. That would be what I assume baseball will do the same. You have to have a girl pitch to a girl, and then, you know, and then like one has to be on the field at all times.
They can return kickoffs, but they're down once you get the flag.
Right.
And in the NFL.
And that's what it'll be. Because the last thing, and we've said it before, the last thing we want to see is that girl kicking for Vanderbilt who could barely kick a football. I have one blocked, and she's the last line of defense.
And scrambling for the ball.
Yeah, and you don't want her scrumming with those guys. I don't want to get in there with them because they're humongous.
Yeah.
And I'm frail by comparison at age 48 with two bad shoulders and a hip that needs to be worked on. I'm not jumping in there because my body isn't built for that. And that's not to say all men would beat women, but in that particular level of high-end college football, you don't want to see it. You don't want to see her get lit up. Because I remember, you remember playing football, and even in like without pads and stuff, you occasionally would just see a guy on the other team, and he was in the, you'd light him up. You're not looking, it's like, is that the frail kid? Is that the one I can't hit too hard? Is that the, you'd sometimes just bang into the person that was on the other team. You're like, oh, geez, I'm sorry. If you see, you know, Vanderbilt and the ball gets blocked and they're running the other way and she's standing there, somebody's going to block her and light her up.
As you should.
Kickers.
That's part of the game.
Or she picks it up
Sorry,
and
it's
runs.
Part of the game.
Kickers in football, you're not supposed to blast, but they get blasted every once in a while. Remember that dude the Steelers guy hit and broke his face?
Oh, from the Bengals, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Bengals kicker. And he blocked him. And just lit him up and because he had no business actually being part of the game. But he's on the field, so he's part of the game. So I don't know anybody for this. Which makes me think the agenda is real. And then I turn the page as the world continued to confuse me this weekend. I have to turn to OJ and Caitlin to find out how to feel about this. Sports Illustrated is having a model search for swimsuit models. And they're, you know, they've done the trans thing and whatever. And now it's just a boy. a male. And I'm like, well, that's fine. You can have guys in the swimsuit thing, too, and have them wear. But no, it's not that. It's men wearing women's bikinis. And he's not trans anything. It's just this is the new way we're going to do the swimsuit. And I'm like, what's wrong with...
He's like in a tankini.
Yeah, yeah. What's with the, why does he have to cover his breasts? He's a boy. Well, it's the inclusive. I'm like, I don't understand that. Why not just wear trunks and just be in a man's swimsuit? And then you start wondering, is there some type of forced agenda to tell us that, like, why in the world would a, like, he's just a boy. You know, like, and he's in the swimsuit thing. He wants to be one of the models. And I'm like, well, why is he wearing girls? Oh, because he's just going to do that. Is he trans? No, he's just a guy who wanted to be in this. I'm like, yeah, can he wear like some Hurleys like I have on? Like, can he put on some Quicksilvers like I wear?
But isn't that like that knob that wanted to work at Hooters and stuff and dressed up as a dude? And
yeah, that was
nobody cared.
Yeah, everybody was like,
come on,
go ahead.
Yeah,
yeah, nobody, do your thing, man. And it's fine.
Is he in it or he just wants to be in the Sports Illustrated issue?
He's in a contest for like the next
make the cut.
Next SI hot model.
Okay.
And they're letting boys do it, and he's in first place.
Don't you? But he's not
like
demographic.
But he's not like a cross dresser or anything. He's just a guy.
Right.
But the suits he's wearing are female. And I don't understand why he's covering his cans up. And again, it's just me just sitting there going, I don't know if it's age or if things are just actually this crazy. But now I have like 2021 has turned over a new way of me saying, nobody really cares about this. There's just a fringe element on both sides being so noisy. Everybody in the middle is like, this is garbage. So I'm just going to say it, too. This is stupid.
Look, I mean, I understand there's also a reason why Sports Illustrated might do something like this.
But nobody's looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this might be a way
It's certainly not a way to make people buy it. I know that the generation that they're trying to say, hey, you're not interested anymore, watch this. And the generation that they're trying to say, hey, you aren't interested at all, we'd love to have you on board. Both of them have different reasons for not being involved. The older people aren't going to go subscribe to Sports Illustrated to look at this wackiness. And the younger people get exposed to it constantly, so it's no big deal to them. So I don't know who they're trying to target.
No, but I think for SI, that's just a separate revenue generator.
Well, that's the point, though.
I mean, some people just, like, they're reaching people that only get the Sports Illustrated or look at it when it's the swimsuit model deal.
Right.
And I think that's become a separate entity almost. Yeah, so they're trying to expand that audience.
How though? Who?
Putting the man in there.
But who's going to buy it though? That's my point. We'll all know about it. You're right. But who's going to actually buy it? What
Not
new
buy
audience?
The revenue generating only comes from that.
Well, that's what I mean. But there's no generation of money if nobody's actually consuming it with a purchase. Because I know for a fact, everybody my age and older is like, well, I'm not going to buy Sports Illustrated and look at that. I'll get pictures online, but I'm not going to actually pay for anything.
Yeah.
Younger people, no interest in it. It's not a shock to them. They don't care. They're not going to go out now and what a movement. It's like such a small group of people.
It doesn't seem like it carries as much weight as far as someone chimes in from a reporter from Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Where it used to be.
Oh, they have no push anymore at all. Because there's everybody on the internet.
Yep.
But yeah, so I used to think that too. Oh, they're just getting mentioned and people. Nobody's going to actually buy it, though.
No.
Like, I can mention Porkopolis a billion times on the air. Unless anybody goes in and buys stuff, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You just know about it, you know? So it's a weird, it's just, everything's nuts.
And now Sports Illustrated's going to have to put him in there.
Oh,
just
absolutely.
Because of all this. Whether he wins or not, he's going to be in there.
Well, that's why they put it out there, because I think, you know, it's just gotten to the point where a company like that or other are feeling, if we don't include, then we'll come across as being chauvinistic.
Right.
Or
it's like a setup.
Yeah.
Everything feels like a setup.
Yeah.
Although Austin is right, and I stand with Austin Curtis, who just emailed me and said, John, I will watch the WNBA if men start playing in it. And I've said that for years. How long have I said that the one thing missing from the WNBA is good men playing basketball? Like quality male athletes making that game a lot easier to watch. The D League has like tons of guys trying to get into the NBA. And they won't play in the WNBA. They play in a D League or they go over to Europe and stuff. But the world's just gone haywire. It's just nuts. But anybody saying Caitlyn Jenner is anti-trans is just... That's a bad angle to take to try to knock her out of the governor's seat. My Caitlyn signs still haven't shown up, by the way. Caitlyn for governor stuff still hasn't arrived.
I think they're waiting for so many orders in order to put to the press.
To press
it's
them?
Not getting. Yeah,
they should have thought of that before.
I know.
Yeah, That's a bad plan. So
it's not like that family can't afford it. You know
I mean? Right. They can put together and have a few left over.
You think you'd make $1,000 of each
or
something?
You'd have a preprint.
Yeah.
As the Kardashian-Jenner clan could probably kick in a couple bucks for that.
Maybe he's fulfilling the orders.
His daughter's a billionaire. I'm pretty sure he could float alone to dad for a second for a few signs and send him over to Arizona. I'll gladly put those in my yard. It's just nuts.
A texter brought up a good point. Imagine how the girls are going to feel for the other models when they get beat out by a dude.
Yeah. Oh, remember. Well,
so, I mean, looking at that side.
Yeah, if you start to say, like, these girls who want to be models, the people getting kicked around the most are attractive women. And, Brady, how long have I been on the page of defending the beautiful woman? I'm an advocate for the beautiful woman. I think they got screwed through this whole fat movement that went on where everybody's like, you look beautiful. I want somebody without skin and bones. Like they kept saying that about skinny women. Megan was at work that one time and some lady told her, you go throw up all your meals after you eat because she was a mountain. And Megan finally snapped one day and said, you know what? I'm healthy. It's called being healthy. I work out. I eat, and then I work out. Not like you guys are all going to have high blood pressure and heart disease. And she went lost her mind on everybody at the office because they kept teasing her for being, like, fit because they weren't. But when they'd lose weight, they wanted all the credit. Now
That blew a bad deal, though, because that lady selling the groceries out of her garage.
There was a couple of those ladies, deals. Too. She did buy a lot of groceries and then sell them back.
Ugh.
But now the new hot model, these young girls that want to be models, these amazingly hot women, are getting backseated by some dude who's willing to wear a bikini top, and she can't even get a job. We have to let our hot models have a hot model outlet. That isn't pornographic.
They do.
I agree.
What? Well, only
Instagram.
Fans. Well, you're right, I want some pay for that. Like the Instagram thing.
The influencers have helped the healing process.
They help the hot girls get jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I wonder what pays more, your Instagram page or being in Sports Illustrated. But imagine if you were both. Ugh. Ugh. Name right now, anybody. Name one sport that you'd like to see mixed.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Not doubles.
Like to see
not
mixed?
Doubles. In, yeah, that you'd like to see. Oh, yeah, I'd like to see the best woman playing that playing against a male competition. Name one. There isn't any.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Even Serena Williams got in trouble.
Maybe a mathlete.
Oh, that's sports, right? Yeah. Physical. Gotcha. Yeah, thinking games? Sure.
The Asian Olympics with the
I mean, if I got myself an Asian girl. She's going to be a champion. I'm putting some money behind that. But, yeah, for the most part, remember when Serena Williams came out and they're like, oh, you're great, you're this, you're that. And she's like, I would lose to probably the top 200, 300 men in tennis when she said that. And she was, like, being pretty generous. She's like, I would lose to the top 300 guys. I'm not there. Because they're like, why don't you ever try to beat blah, blah, blah. He'd kill me. I'd lose to and they got mad at her for saying for herself. For analysts, like you, how do you say that? You hate women. Wow, you guys are the ones who posed the question. She answered it honestly and then said, I couldn't beat any of the pro guys. They're better than her. They just hit it harder.
I wouldn't, you know, it's interesting. It's like, I wouldn't lose my mind if it happened. If there's, but is it bad to say, like, there's no way it could
it
happen?
Can't happen. No, you can
there's
say that
you
want.
Limitations.
It's just not happening.
Female all of a sudden could compete in the level of, in the men's golf or men's tennis. Or,
if you earned it.
No matter what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And then we'd probably say, I think it's trans. Because that
we'll
would be
see
our
how long
reaction.
This lasts.
Yeah. Our first reaction would be like, that had to be a boy. To drive 320 off the tips on a golf tournament.
Yeah.
For a woman. I'm thinking.
Oh,
maybe,
they're checking. Maybe. They're checking under the hood.
Nut check under there at one point. Like, oh, I see the scarring here. All right. Well, I won't say anything if you don't. It's just not going to happen. Because if women can advance.
Let Bobby play.
Yeah, if women can advance. Hi, everyone. My name's Bobby. I'm the new man golfer. I really don't see it happening in anything. Tennis would be an obliteration. Singles.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything without a caveat of saying, okay, every team gets a girl. That's it. Go to the Olympics and tell me why all the world record times, the men's times are faster in every single event. In every throwing category, it's further. In every single event.
Well, there's one that would be I happened to see a little bit on the Samsung TV the other day.
Sure.
They have the archery championships in Guatemala. And so maybe that could be
– That's a little bit of
and
a
– shooting or something like that. But take it to the next – the biathlon.
Oh, yeah. You're not doing that.
Nine-day difference between the times of getting to the
shooting
stations.
Shooting is like standing still and aiming.
Yeah. Bowling?
Nope. Can't do it. Women can't compete in men's bowling for some reason. And you'd think maybe.
You'd think that would be a good –
But they can't. I'm not saying it because they're incapable. I'm saying it just hasn't happened. Probably because they're incapable, but I don't know that for sure.
But curling.
You'd think it would be.
Could be curling.
Why do they have to divide?
Not that anybody wants to watch curling.
I like curling.
But do you really?
Yeah. I think they have girls on curling team. No, they don't. They divide that by men and women too, don't they?
They do.
Do they have mixed curling?
I think
curling would be amazing with all that sweeping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They should dominate that one.
The Mexican team, if they had ice in Mexico,
oh, man,
would be the greatest curling team of all time. With all those brooms.
Orale! Did it again, Holmes. We can sweep, bro.
They'd just use leaf blowers the whole way down.
But not used to the ice. So much.
Yeah, the ice would throw them off. It's freezing in here, man. Norway sucks. I don't know. But I found it odd that I sat back and said, why is no one listening to Caitlyn Jenner? She's the only one who makes sense right now. And then to see a headline that says Caitlyn Jenner anti-trans, I have such a solid argument against that. Used to have a wiener. Went pretty full trans. Jumped into the movement, I'd say. Like, you know, got involved. It's one thing to give money to a charity. It's another thing to go down and volunteer. She did some volunteering.
Text, John, I've been saying it for years. Women's sports is the original Special Olympics.
Well,
I'm like, wow, dude.
You can join that. By the way, yesterday on the news, on the morning show, I wished you guys were watching this. I was going to try and wake you all and have you come over, and I'd pause it and rewind. Brittany Thomason is a reporter for Channel 3, and they send her out and doing stuff. We got to find this thing. And I don't want to make fun of what was going on, but the Special Olympics have added this new sport, which is basically floor hockey, right? It's a hockey stick and a wiffle ball. And in the middle of this, they're like, they have this kid who's a hype man, and he's obviously on the spectrum, and he's in great shape, though. But he's like he's slow talking. I'm like, good for him. He's getting the thing done. Well, then during the match, they have a little game going on in the back to show the example of what's going on. And Brittany Thompson's there, and she's talking to these people. And some kid just rears back with all his super R-word strength and just smashes a slap shot into the goalie's face. And the kid went down like one of those like a deposed leader of a nation. They take the statue down. It just went straight down into the ground. This wiffle ball faced this kid right on the news. The camera swings by. A few seconds go by. They go back. Everybody's attending to the kid who's down on the ground, the wiffle ball. And they're just talking about how it's safe. There's no real contact. It's amazing. These kids really enjoy it. I was in tears. And then the one kid's job, because he's not real good at the game, is to be the team hype man. And so Brittany had to, as a journalist, say, well, how do you hype up the team? He goes, all right, team, let's go win this game. We've got to get out and win this game. We're going to win this game. And I'm like, what universe did I wake up in? This is not, and I'm dying. Meanwhile, there's a dead goalie, and then the kids are playing on the other end. Find it on AZ Family.
I'm looking if right now. I might have found it.
If it's on there.
So you're saying he's the mouth of the down south?
Yes. he's the down mouth of the down south, Brady. That's exactly right. Well done. Is that Jimmy Hart?
Yeah.
The mouth of the south.
The down mouth of the down south. If you find that, I guarantee you they'll clip out the goalie getting faced. Because it is, I was dying. And no, I disagree, to go back full circle, that women's sports were the original Special Olympics. I would never say that about the Special Olympics. this is it. Oh, my God. Bert found it.
Who is the volunteer coach
scooch
who's
forward
to
a little bit
for us. But I'm
about midway, halfway through.
I am actually going.
About halfway through this.
Hockey,
Brittany.
Typically, nope. Ice hockey
more,
obviously
faster,
is on ice.
More,
it's very violent.
More.
Why do you think
we
this
should be getting close here? That big giant one
here
is about
well,
to face the goalie.
It's just about the visibility. You know, pickleball. Pickleball's been around forever, too. But it took a long time for people to see that it was just a really fun sport and that it's safer than
And it's just a basket. So it's just hockey just like on a that, basketball court with a bunch of plastic stuff. Watch this kid take a shot. It's coming.
It's a lot of fun to play.
This is amazing. Okay, we're
going to
talk.
There it was.
This is
research. Why is this so?
And the game is over, but the interview is not.
He's
down. We have a Piper down.
That I get everyone excited.
This is the hype man. Meanwhile, there's a dead kid on the court.
Other people wanting to win. Maybe communicating.
I don't know what time this aired.
Playing.
9 o'clock in the morning. 9 a.m.
I'm dying.
Making sure they're not quiet when it comes on. And also make sure that.
And then they just started to play on the other end.
To the game.
Oh, the goalie is dead.
And also the plays we run.
That's your hype,
so you're
man.
Going to Russia with your team for the Special Olympics. How does that feel?
He's fine. Oh. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life as far as live entertainment.
I like how the camera guy's like, never mind.
Don't show the dead
go back
kid.
To Britain.
Put it in the other half of the court.
Stop showing the dead kid. And he's back now. He's okay, but he's still feeling
still
the blood
his
on
face,
his nose.
Though.
Yeah, because his nose is bleeding. We have blood on the ice.
I don't know why they're not wearing
I was trying to pause. Here's and then the hype man gets going. I don't know if he does his hype thing. She gets him hyped.
Man.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, everybody. Woo! We're going to be up. You got to play this game. Keep your head up.
And you're great answers. You're amazing.
Right. Wow. That's the news yesterday morning. I spit out my bacon they could smell. Thank you, AZ family. Oh, it's great stuff. Poor Brittany Thompson. I was dying. But that kid got faced, and he just drops face into the ground. Oh, by a wiffle ball. Still more entertaining than WNBA, though. If you get free tickets to the WNBA or Special Olympics,
or
which one would you go
hockey?
To? Which would you go to? No, just Special Olympics.
Oh. Special Olympics.
Yeah, me too. Because it's actually beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
A little better variety, too.
Well, you got a lot more to choose from, but you have, you know, quality competition and a reason why everybody falls down. I can't figure out the WNBA at all.
What about straight up? If it's, are you talking about basketball?
Special Olympics basketball all day long. Get the popcorn. Heck yeah, I'd like to watch that. That would be great. I think there's dunking in that. There's got to be one of them that can fly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's some. Looks like a couple of 6-footers
on
this team.
Couple of monsters
on
that.
Yeah, I was just questioning. I'm like, are they?
And what gets into Special Olympics?
What's the testing going on? I'm qualifying on this team.
There was a picture in the newspaper one time, or maybe somebody sent it to me. They were at the airport, and they were they're like, "This is the Arizona Special Olympics team," and it was just a bunch of, and they had the sweats on and stuff. It was just a sea of ripped black guys. I mean, just shredded.
Has it expanded? Is it?
It's Spectrum now. Yeah, if you're like,
I didn't know that.
It
had,
but it's not what you imagine it used to be. You know, we all have that in our heads right now. It isn't. And he's like, "What in the world? I wouldn't take on this Special Olympics team if you paid me." And it was like this. They were just shredded.
So you can test into the Special Olympics now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Sure.
But the weightlifting is still dominated by the traditional.
Oh, yeah, the traditional Special Olympian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This small house is being lifted off their foundations. It's that strength people talk about.
Yes.
And let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. What? 98. No way. 98.